Hi, everybody. Welcome to Willie's World. This is Willie. This is episode 39, Returning to the Deep State, and subtitled The Implosion Begins. The election is looming in a couple of weeks, which is really going to accelerate things. And it seems to me like everything's speeding up, but I've been saying that for months. And, you know, if you get one piece of information at a time, put a couple of them together and it seems explosive, and then you put all of them together from all the sources you have, and my God, it's overwhelming. How can this cover-up last any longer? And well, how it happens is simple. Rod Rosenstein's message to Congress is drop dead. They asked him to come and testify, and he didn't, which is a responsibility in that he is overseen by the Congress, and it's also a part of the Constitution, the structure of and balance of powers. So how can it happen? Rod Rosenstein is sitting on top of a huge pile of stuff that's leaking out slowly because they're forcing him to do it. Well, at this point, I'm going to play a loop from Sean Hannity, who kind of summarizes the entire mess with the focus on conflicts of interest on the part of Rob Rosenstein, which are so many that you ask yourself, how in the heck did he get in charge of everything, and how is he still there? I think that question is going to be answered in the next several weeks, and I think he's going to be asked to resign. We'll see. Anyway, here's Sean Hannity kind of putting the big picture together, and when it's all strung together, it's just overwhelming to me.
Right, he is one man at the very top of this ongoing Russia collusion witch hunt. Now, after Attorney General Jeff Sessions recused himself from all things Russia, well, the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, assumed the responsibility. Now, this despite having massive conflicts of interest. Remember, it was Rod Rosenstein who drafted a report detailing why James Comey should be fired. It was Rod Rosenstein who signed off on the third FISA renewal application, the fourth FISA warrant against Trump campaign associate Carter Page. And of course, all of this, as the Nunes memo and the Grassley-Graham memo says, the bulk of information came from that phony Russian dossier that Hillary paid for, the dirty dossier with Russian lies. Now, for months, we have literally been shouting from a mountaintop, matter of fact, well over a year now, that this whole process is and has been corrupt. Nobody in this equation can be trusted tonight. And now we have confirmation. New York Times reporting today that during meetings with top DOJ, FBI officials, including Lisa Page and Andrew McCabe, who is a known liar, we know that a grand jury has been convened in his case, Rod Rosenstein actually planned to push a quote, according to the New York Times, secretly record the President of the United States in the White House to expose the chaos consuming the administration and discuss recruiting cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment so they would remove President Trump, your duly elected president, from office for, quote, being unfit. Now, this all allegedly took place during Rosenstein's second week on the job. This is right after President Trump fired Comey, based on Rod Rosenstein's recommendation in part. And by the way, under Article 2 of our Constitution, he didn't even have to like James Comey's shoes, and he could have fired him for that. And according to the Times, Rosenstein thought, quote, well, he might be able to persuade the Attorney General Jeff Sessions, General Kelly, then the Secretary of Homeland Security, now the White House Chief of Staff, to mount an effort to invoke the 25th Amendment. 2 weeks into the job, Rod Rosenstein wanted to wear a wire, secretly record a sitting president of the United States invoke the 25th Amendment. In other words, a silent coup against his boss by him, McCabe, others, all against a duly elected president. We are experiencing tonight a massive constitutional crisis, and frankly, this is designed to set up the president. I'll explain what this is about in a minute. Now, tonight, Rod Rosenstein, he is publicly denying this report, calling the story inaccurate, factually inaccurate. He wrote, quote, I never pursued or authorized recording the president. Any suggestion that I have ever advocated for the removal of the president is absolutely false. Given the numerous sources in this story, the New York Times remains adamant in their reporting. Two of their sources, by the way, we know one is Andrew McCabe and another is Lisa Page, although Lisa Page not on the 25th Amendment side of this. And we do know McCabe's a known liar. But we have other sources tonight telling Fox News that Rod Rosenstein's remarks were made sarcastically. But the New York Times, they are standing behind the story and the seriousness of Rod Rosenstein's remarks. Let's take a look.
This wasn't a flippant remark, and he was, in fact, very serious. And the circumstances in which it was described to me are different now than what's being put out, I guess, by the government. But it's important that your listeners understand something, that as I was pursuing this story for a very long time, people were reluctant to talk about it because of the gravity of the story, that there was concern that if it got out that, you know, Rosenstein had wanted to actually, you know, wear a wire, or had suggested Andy McCabe, the deputy director, the acting director at the time, wear a wire, that Rob might get fired. People were sincerely concerned about this, not because he made a flip remark, because of the seriousness surrounding the remark.
So Rod Rosenstein, well, the New York Times is standing by their story. Andrew McCabe is one of the sources. His lawyer admitted that today. And he is saying, a known liar now, that in fact Rod meant what he said. Now we're going to have a lot more information from the New York Times report throughout the hour tonight. Now, before appointing Mueller to lead the special counsel investigation, Rosenstein floated another candidate, we find out from the New York Times. His name is James M. Cole. Well, that's problematic because Cole, while he was a deputy attorney general under Obama, conflict enough, he was also the private lawyer to Sid Vicious Blumenthal. That's Clinton's personal political hitman. And as you can see, neither Rod Rosenstein, Andrew McCabe, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, James Comey, Bruce Orr is a friend of the president. That's why this country is in crisis tonight. Their bias is all obvious here. This has been corrupt from the beginning, before the election, after the election. They've wanted to take down Donald Trump. Now it's time tonight for the attorney general to now do his job. Mr. Sessions, this is your Department of Justice. Under no circumstances, I have a message for the president tonight. Under zero circumstances should the president fire anybody, these actors tonight. And I have multiple sources confirming this and more information coming. They are hoping and praying that the president does just that. They're hoping he gets mad, that he gets sick and tired of it, and that they can turn this politically into their equivalent of a Friday night massacre. The president needs to know it is all a setup. He needs to know that regardless of whether he steps in or not, and I would argue he should definitely not, the deep state tonight is crumbling from within at this very hour. They're now turning against each other. It's the president's job and duty, of course, to remove all enemies from within. But, of course, Democratic Senator Chuckie Schumer is in meltdown mode. You would think they cared about the truth. You think they would care about fixing and rigging and attempting to rig elections and lying to the American people and propagandizing the American people and misinforming the American people and having real Russian information bought and paid for by one party to destroy another candidate, and that FISA court judges were all lied to. But Chuckie doesn't care about that at all. All he cares about is friends in the deep state. And tonight he released a statement that proves just that. This story must not be used as a pretext for the corrupt purpose of firing the Deputy Attorney General, Rosenstein, in order to install an official who will allow the president to interfere with the special counsel's investigation. Generals Kelly, Mattis, and numerous other White House and cabinet officials have been reported to say critical things of the president without being fired. Hey, Chuck, none of them have talked about literally trying to set up a president and tape record a president and invoke the 25th Amendment, Chuck. Now, of course, we know what would happen if Rosenstein and others are fired by Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions actually has, that's his department. Jeff Sessions, where are you tonight? Solicitor General Noel Francisco would likely take over Rod Rosenstein's Russia duties. And he worked in the DOJ under President George W. Bush. He clerked for Antonin Scalia. More importantly, he doesn't have the baggage, the conflicts of interest, or apparently the anti-Trump bias that so many others have had from the beginning. But with that said, I don't know at this hour who to trust anymore in the FBI or the DOJ. Well, I do. The rank and file. the people that do their job in the field offices every day. I trust them. Those that are upset about this, the most corrupt, massive abuse of power in this country's history. I believe in them. They are as upset, rightly so, as we all are. And meanwhile, this story is now shining a new light on the president's decision Monday to declassify FISA documents, 302s, other important information related to the FBI, DOJ handling of this so-called Russia objective probe. Today, the president tweeted out, quote, I met with the DOJ concerning the declassification of various unredacted documents. They agreed to release them, but stated that so doing may have perceived negative impact on the Russia probe. Also, key allies. What allies? What countries? They called to ask not to release them. Therefore, the inspector general has been asked to review these documents on an expedited basis. I believe he will move quickly on this and hopefully other things which he is looking at, meaning FISA. In the end, I can still always declassify it if it proves necessary. Speed is very important to me and to everyone. Other allies, there has been a lot of chatter. Do we have allied countries? We have a Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable search and seizure, against using wiretapping against American citizens. Is it possible some of their friends in other countries might be thinking tonight that they're going to be exposed for doing the dirty work, sharing the information that they got that would otherwise be gotten illegally in this country with some of our deep state actors? It raises a lot of questions tonight. These documents the president requested Monday must be released, must be declassified immediately. This same routine has played out well over a year now, about 2 years. We have the DOJ, deep state actors, have done everything in their power, including lie that this will impact sources and methods when it doesn't, to prevent them from releasing the information that we, the American people, deserve to see. These actors know they will be exposed, their corruption, the serious misconduct, McCabe, Strzok, Page, and perhaps even James Comey himself. The DOJ has delayed the release of these important documents over again and again. They have defied congressional subpoenas, obstructed justice at this point, defied the oversight, constitutional authority of Congress. The president cannot let this go on any longer. Because as we wait, the deep state is winning, and they're trying to set up traps even for the president himself. These documents must be made available to you, the American people. Where's Spartacus, Cory Booker, when we need him? We deserve full transparency for the American people. No more delaying, no more hiding, no more lying, no more obstructing. You, we, the people, deserve to know what these top, upper-level people in our government were doing to undermine the people's pick for president. The damning revelations today surrounding Rod Rosenstein, well, it's not the only time the deep state has been caught trying to sabotage President Trump. Far from it. Let's look at this timeline we put together. Let's start in 2015, the FBI opening a criminal investigation into Hillary Clinton. We know she violated the law, committed multiple felonies, mishandling top secret classified special access program information on her private email server in a mom-and-pop shop bathroom. And in a very rare move, the FBI director, James Comey, he rips the case away from our honorable FBI field agents, the guys we trust. He took it in-house, politicized it himself, with, of course, the help of Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, and others. Then they put the fix in. Despite overwhelming evidence of guilt, they end up exonerating Hillary Clinton. Oh, they were writing that exoneration in May of 2016. They never interviewed her or 17 other key witnesses until July. And then remember, it was Strzok and Comey. They worked on the draft in May before the July exoneration. Well, they were changing it from the, you know, gross negligence legal term to the more innocuous, just careless. Just like Sandy Berger goes, steals documents, puts them in his pants, his socks, frankly, on his backside, walks out and says, oh, I'm just being sloppy. Really? People put documents, private documents, in their pants and they're sloppy? Meanwhile, the very same time, the Clinton campaign, along with the DNC, funneling money through a law firm. Oh, you mean it wasn't a legal expense? Then they hire Fusion GPS to do op research, who hired an ex-foreign spy. I thought they weren't supposed to influence our elections. His name is Christopher Steele. And the wife, of course, of a high-ranking DOJ official, Nellie Orr, to put together a campaign op research document, a series of documents that then became known as the dossier, all against Donald Trump, filled with salacious lies and rumors, never verified, never corroborated, none of it. Neither Steele himself said, I don't know if any of this is true, maybe 50-50, in an interrogatory in Great Britain. That dossier was spread throughout the highest levels of our federal government. All these deep state actors by Nellie Orr's husband, who became the conduit for Christopher Steele, Bruce Orr, the fourth highest ranking official at the DOJ. That dossier was leaked to the press. Why? To lie to you, the American people, and influence an election to help Hillary. Just kind of like what she did to Bernie. It was used as the basis of the FISA warrants against the Trump campaign associate Carter Page, signed off on by multiple officials, including Comey, including McCabe, including Yates and Rod Rosenstein himself. And after the election, the dossier was then used again as the basis, the fundamental basis for what we now know to be Mueller's witch hunt, or even brief Mueller deputy Andrew Weissman. This made its way right into special counsel Mueller's office. Andrew Weissman, Mueller's pit bull, he got the contents of that dossier. Right from Hillary to Steele, from Russia, with love, to Robert Mueller's office, all in an effort to take down the president you elected. All right, we have a lot more.
Okay, Jim Jordan was on the Marie Bartiromo show last weekend, and summing up where things stood, and basically where they stood a couple days ago is Glenn Simpson was supposed to testify this week before Congress. He's going to take the fifth. Wow, huge surprise. Rod Rosenstein was supposed to testify, and he said, no thanks, I'm not going to show up. So they are going to have to subpoena him. And what they currently are most interested in is the story about Rosenstein volunteering to wear a wire into the Oval Office to try and trap Trump. And, well, that's basically the skeleton outline of the soft coup. So that's, man, it's getting to be really disturbing. And also Jim Jordan also lays out, like, what it is they have asked for that they didn't get yet. They have asked for a set of McCabe's memos that haven't been released yet. They still haven't released the entirety of the unredacted FISA warrant. Unbelievable that that's still being held. Or 302s, which are the basic document of keeping track of things in the FBI. Didn't get that. And there's this guy, Uber, who was supposedly going to be looking into a whole bunch of stuff. And like 8 or 10 months ago when he was assigned the overflow investigation projects, nobody's heard from Uber. So hello, Uber, wherever you are, come out, come out. It's all really disturbing, and it seems to be getting worse and worse, faster and faster. Anyway, here's Jim Jordan a couple of days ago.
House Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte now threatening to subpoena Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. This as Republicans push for answers on whether Rosenstein was serious when he reportedly floated the idea of secretly recording President Trump. We have two members of the Judiciary Committee on the program this morning. Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe, a short time ago. He will be joining us momentarily right now. My first guest, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, is joining me. He also sits on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, and he is a member of the House Freedom Caucus. Congressman, it's good to have you on the program this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
You bet. Good to be with you this morning.
I know you have a big week ahead in terms of testimonies. You've got Glenn Simpson was expected on Tuesday. Then on Thursday, James Baker. Friday, Nellie Orr. Let's talk first about Rod Rosenstein. He was supposed to meet with Congress. What happened?
He didn't show up. Look, when you're the guy who in reality is running the Justice Department and the chairman of the committee that has jurisdiction over your agency asks you to come, you are obligated to come, and you are obligated to come and testify under oath. He didn't do that. So if it takes a subpoena, that's exactly what should happen. We need him to answer questions about all kinds of issues associated with the Trump-Russia investigation, but specifically the statement that's it's alleged that he said, where he talked about actually recording the commander-in-chief of our great country, and he talked about the 25th Amendment. That's specifically what I want to ask him about.
Now he said that he was saying it sarcastically, that it was a joke, but since he said that he didn't really mean that in a serious way, we've heard from a number of people. Kim Strassel from the Wall Street Journal did an op-ed on this as yep. well. You've got John Solomon from The Hill. And in John Solomon's op-ed, which was posted last week, he writes this, that basically this was the plan. He joined me last week on Fox Business Network on the morning program, Mornings with Maria. Here's what he told us.
There are three separate FBI agents, McCabe, Lisa Page, and James Baker, the former FBI counsel, all who say this was a serious plot. This was not a joke. There was a real discussion in May, right after Comey was fired, about possibly taking out the president by recording him and then going to the cabinet, invoking the 25th Amendment. Just think how extraordinary that is. That's a political solution. And you've got the Justice Department and FBI, who are not supposed to be involved in politics, having the discussion. Joke or no joke, it's a serious matter, and it's a sort of an infringement of what the Justice Department and the FBI are supposed to do. I would expect Chairman Gowdy and lawmakers like Mark Meadows, Jim Jordan, possibly to issue a subpoena to force this issue with Rosenstein as early as today or early next week. I think that's a second thing to watch in addition to the contempt filing that we should see.
Congressman, your take.
No, exactly. He's got to come in and answer questions. Who else may have been in that room? I will tell you this, Maria. When Jim Baker was in his deposition 2 weeks ago and was asked about this, he was as serious as you could be in describing what he understood took place in that meeting between Andrew McCabe and Rod Rosenstein, where Mr. Rosenstein talked about actually recording the President of the United States. So he needs to come in and answer our questions. And like I said, if it takes a subpoena, that's exactly what should be issued.
So you were in the deposition with James Baker, the first one, and you're going to
yes.
be with him this upcoming Thursday. What do you want to get from James Baker this week?
Well, first of all, remember who this is. This is the FBI chief counsel. All kinds of things flow through him. So when he says that he believed Rod Rosenstein was serious about this alleged statement about recording the president, you got to take that with the weight that it comes with, because it's the FBI chief counsel. So we're going to ask him more about that. Our previous deposition was cut off early. We ran out of time, so we need him back in there, where we're going to ask more about that specific meeting that took place, and then his conversations with people who were in that meeting, how those went, and who all he talked to. So all those things need to be asked.
Well, it's interesting, because you've spoken with him already, and then we know that he also met with the lawyer from the Democratic National Committee, Mr. Sussman. So tell us why that's yep. important.
Well, you now have so many different people communicating information to the FBI about the Russia investigation. Remember, you had Nellie Orr, who we're going to interview later this week. Nellie Orr's husband, who's the top official of the DOJ, was getting information that he was passing on to the FBI. You had Glenn Simpson and actually Christopher Steele, the guy who wrote the dossier, passing information directly to the FBI. And now we know that the chief lawyer for Perkins Coie, who represented the Democrat National Committee, is giving information to the FBI chief counsel as well. So all these sources giving information to the FBI, I think it was this idea that if the more people you have talking about the big lie, which was the dossier, the more apt people are to believe it. And that's exactly the technique and the methods they were trying to use to get people to buy into this dossier that was actually used to go spy on the other party's campaign.
But what must be said here are the people that were giving the information to the FBI were all working for the opposition, Hillary Clinton.
Bruce Orr's wife was working for the opposition. Glenn Simpson was certainly working for the opposition. And Michael Zussman, the lawyer, Perkins Coie, was the key lawyer for the Democrat National Committee and the Clinton campaign. So that's exactly right. And yet, the document that was put together, this dossier, was what was used to go to the secret court to get a warrant to go spy on the other campaign.
Well,
that
is
never supposed to happen in this country, but it did.
But the other thing is that Rod Rosenstein okayed the final FISA warrant. I mean, that FISA warrant to spy on Carter Page was re-upped three times, and the final one was given the green light by Rod Rosenstein. So is he a witness?
Exactly. exactly right. I mean, there's all kinds of conflicts here. We now know the story that Mr. McCabe and Mr. Rosenstein have been in conflict and arguing about who should be recused. I think actually they're both right. Both of them should be recused from overseeing anything to do with the Mueller investigation.
Let me ask you about the conflicts that we're seeing between what you've heard from Andrew McCabe, who now has been referred criminal for criminal charges, and Rod Rosenstein, because apparently there are conflicts in what the two say.
Yeah. No, there are. No, exactly. And I, like I said, I think both of them should be shouldn't be overseeing the Mueller investigation, because McCabe had the conflict when his wife was running for office. And, of course, Rosenstein wrote the memo that was given to the president that became the justification for firing James Comey. And one of the things Mueller is looking into is potential obstruction of justice in the firing of James Comey. So exactly right. I think that both should not be involved. Neither should be involved. Of course, Andy McCabe isn't right now because he's been fired.
The president has said he's not going to fire Rod Rosenstein at this point. Given what you know, should he actually step down?
Well, I mean, look, I've not been a big fan of Mr. Rosenstein. The fact is, we've asked for the McCabe memos. There's been a subpoena for those. We haven't got those. We have asked to see the document that Mr. Rosenstein wrote on August 2nd, 2017, which altered the scope of the investigation that Mr. Mueller is doing. We haven't been able to see that. We've asked for specific portions of the FISA. We haven't been able to see that. We've asked for the 302s, that Bruce Orr's 302s, when he had conversations with the FBI detailing what he said to Glenn Simpson and Chris Steele. We haven't seen that. And John Huber, the guy who was put in charge of the U.S. attorney to look into all this, we've not had one report from him over the last 6 months since he's been on the job. So take all that and then add into the fact that Rod Rosenstein was a no-show this week and Glenn Simpson's taking the fifth on Tuesday. That is the thing that frustrates me and, more importantly, frustrates you and the media and those people across this great country who want to know exactly what happened.
Yeah, we're going to speak with Congressman John Ratcliffe in a few minutes. He has seen a lot of this classified information. And he's going to talk to us about the implications. But you just rattled off a couple of things that need to be public. Will the president declassify these documents so that the American people can understand how they put together this narrative that Donald Trump had anything to do with Russia meddling in the U.S. election?
Let's hope so. I mean, a few weeks ago, the president initially said that he was going to declassify them. He altered that and said that he would now run it through the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz. I hope that happens as soon as possible. I do think at some point we're going to get this information. We need to, because, again, we got to get answers to these important questions that that go to the heart of this idea that it's supposed to be equal treatment under the law. It's supposed to be the rule of law. And I don't think that was followed in how the FBI started and launched and ran this this investigation into the president and to Russia.
Well, of course, and they were overseeing two investigations, one investigation into this narrative that Donald Trump had anything to do with Russia meddling. At the same time, they were running the investigation into Hillary Clinton and her email scandal. And those two investigations were handled very differently. You said it. This is about America. This is about the rule of law. This should never have happened where people in power could put their finger on the scale. Congressman, will there be any accountability for all of this?
Well, let's hope so. I hope in the end we get a Justice Department that will hold people accountable. But the frustrating part is this pattern. Remember, it was just a few years ago where we had Lois Lerner at the IRS target conservatives for their political beliefs. She was brought in front of Congress. She took the fifth. We had Brian Pagliano, who set up the email server for Secretary Clinton. He was called in front of Congress. He took the fifth. And now we have Glenn Simpson, the guy who was paid for by the Clinton campaign, who put together this fake dossier that was used to go spy on the Trump campaign. He now is supposed to come in front of Congress Tuesday, and he's going to take the fifth as well.
So this sounds like they're
all
getting
away with it. This is a dangerous pattern.
It sounds like they're all getting away with it.
And that's the part that drives Americans crazy.
That's
this idea that there's now this double standard, one set of rules for us regular folk, but a different set if you're part of the politically connected class. And that is what is so wrong, and that's why I am bound and determined we're going to subpoena whoever we have to and get the answers and hopefully have a Justice Department who will actually prosecute people who deserve it.
But there is a big if there if you hold on to the majority. Going into the midterm elections, all eyes are wondering if these investigations even continue. Because if the Democrats flip the House, we may never hear another word about these investigations.
Well, as I'm recording this podcast, we have breaking news. The hearing of James Baker, former FBI top lawyer, is on break, and Catherine Herridge is reporting that Jim Jordan has called for Rosenstein's resignation. So you got to believe that what they heard from Mr. James Baker was quite enlightening. This would indicate a speeding up of the process, it seems to me, calling for his resignation. And let's see how fast it speeds up. You know, everything's going to be dragged on until after the elections, at which point in time you got to believe Rosenstein is gone and there's a whole new ball game. But should be a real busy week. So if you're at all interested in what goes on there, I'll tell you what I know in my next podcast next week. Thanks for listening.